When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
What a day of tennis at Monte Carlo. The quarterfinals have been and gone. We've seen Jannik Sinner play some great stuff. Stefanos Tsitsipas keep winning here on the clay. Novak Djokovic breaking more records. This is my summary of the quarterfinals and predictions for the semis. Right, let's get straight into the action. And the first match you've got to speak about has to be Jannik Sinner versus Holger Rune. It was a three-set classic. I thought both players played exceptionally well. There was a period after the second set where Rune come back in the tiebreak, where I thought that maybe Sinner was going to be in trouble. He had a break point, I believe, in the third at 2-2. And it was a really good match between two top players. Holger Rune, of course, beat Jannik Sinner this time last year at Monte Carlo. But Sinner's a different player right now, and he is the first player outside of Nadal, Federer and Djokovic to make the semi-finals of the Australian Open, Indian Wells, Miami and Monte Carlo in the same year. He's simply so calm and composed under pressure. There was a period where I felt a little sorry for Holger Rune. He was unhappy with the umpire. He made a signal to the crowd, basically telling them to shut up because they were very loud. And I think it was slightly unfair, the treatment from the umpire towards Holger Rune. He got a violation, he got a warning, and then he got a time violation, and then a warning following this remark he made to the crowd. There was a situation in the tiebreak where the ball was in fact out, and you could see it with the technology, but of course they don't use the technology. And they deemed the ball to be in from Jannik Sinner at big moments. And I just feel a bit bad for him because I feel a lot of the decisions went against him. I feel it was very harsh to give him a penalty in this situation and punish him. And I'm a big Sinner fan, by the way, but you've got to be realistic. I think Sinner was helped a lot by the umpire today and some of the decisions. I thought Rune played a really good match against other players he would have probably won today. But saying that, Sinner does what he does best, and that is this controlled aggression and brilliant tennis consistently. He had to find a different gear because Rune was getting a lot of balls back. We were seeing some long rallies. And I was super impressed with how Sinner navigated the tactical battle in this match. And that's what he said after the match, how he has the big reason why he's a different player to what he was is that tactical element and how well prepared he now is. Someone else who is extremely well prepared for the clay, specifically the Rolex Monte Carlo Masters, is Stefanos Tsitsipas. He's now reached a Masters 1000 semi-final for the seventh consecutive year, this time beating Karen Khachanov. And Karen is a player who played extremely well in the last round, beat Daniil Medvedev, and is a good clay court player. He served extremely well. I thought he was subpar today. There was a few times he missed quite a few smashes and straightforward balls, really, where he was going out or long, and it was very uncharacteristic. But on a positive, Stefanos Tsitsipas was exceptional. And if there's a tournament made for you, it's probably this one. He seems to excel and it suits his tennis. We've seen one-handed backhand players do quite well at this tournament. Massetti, Dimitrov. But Tsitsipas takes it to another level. He's perfect for Monte Carlo. And a bit like a Carlos Alcaraz at Indian Wells. That's how I would compare the two. He was asked after beating Karen, Monte Carlo brings out the best in you. Do you feel you have a mental edge when you step on the court? Steph said, I would lie if I said that it doesn't bring good memories. Stepping on this court is something I attribute some of my performances here to over time, that I come back here and relive those memories of the past. It gives good feelings to me when I'm able to play for crowds like this, to be able to try and strive for excellence with my game. These are opportunities that aren't given much during the year. Clay court swing only lasts a certain period. I'll try to make the most of it. And it's super important that he does keep winning, because he needs to try and find a way back inside the top 10, back pushing the top 5. And if he doesn't pick up the points during the clay court swing, then he's simply not going to be anywhere near it. Of course, Roland Garros coming up. He's been to the final before. I would like to see him go deep. If he gets a nice draw, it's certainly possible. And someone you're going to see probably at the back end is Novak Djokovic. And let's speak about it, because he's back in the final four. It's been a while. First time since 2015. He beat Alex de Minaur 7-5, 6-4. And in 2015, when he did reach the semi-finals that year, he went on to win the title. So everyone needs to watch out. Novak Djokovic is moving through the draw and he's breaking records. So when Djokovic is breaking records, I think that's even more reason to be careful. And you can see it here. Christopher saying he was struggling physically, but he defeat de Minaur to win his 77th Masters 1000 semi-final, and that puts him one above of Rafael Nadal. It's his first semi-final in Monte Carlo in 9 years, like we spoke about, and you can see he is the man who performs the best in the Masters now. Another record, probably this one he would prefer than being the oldest player. Another Djokovic tweet, I thought we've got to put some out there, and that is to put them some things into perspective. Tennis has a total of 14 prestigious tournaments, 9 Masters, 4 Grand Slams and an ATP final. Of course, this year is a bit more special. It's 15 with the Olympics. And Djokovic is 2 wins away from winning each of these at least 3 times. No one has ever won each one of the 14. Insane record. It just shows consistency. It shows he can do it at every part of the season, on every single surface, consistently year after year. So would be amazing if he can win it, because no one will ever get close to winning every Masters event 3 times. As much as Sinner and Alcaraz are top players, I just don't think it's even possible for them. It is an incredible record, and one which you'd expect to be there for many years. Looking at the last tweet, I believe I have, and this is an observation, and I liked it because I was watching a lot of the tennis on Sky Sports today. I do really enjoy the coverage, and Chris here put this one out saying, watching Djokovic Dimon on TV and struggling to see and follow the ball on the reddish clay. Someone tried to solve this once, and of course you got Roger Federer, where he went with a blue clay to try and solve the problem, and it's really, really quite noticeable. I was struggling to see the ball in a lot of the rallies, from a viewing perspective, if you're watching on a TV, it's not great, the Monte Carlo clay. Any clay at that, any of the red clay, you simply cannot see. Everything just doesn't look quite right. And it is very frustrating sometimes because I think it does take it away from the watchability of tennis. Of course, unless you're there in person. I think it then, if you're there in person, it just looks beautiful. But when you're watching it on the TV, you do lose that sharpness and the ability to really see the point in how beautiful it actually is. But that's my opinion, and obviously some people agree. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. But enough about the quarterfinals. Let's speak about the semis. And we're going to have Djokovic versus Ruud. I should probably mention Casper Ruud was the other player who won today, beating Umber in three sets. And he's just sneaking through the draw, doing what he does. Of course, a very dangerous player when it comes to the clay courts. But up against Novak Djokovic next, I don't give him a chance. He's just one of their matchups, a bit like a Djokovic-Taylor Fritz, where you don't really fancy Casper Ruud. He just, for me, is a top player until it gets too tough. On the women, you can say like a Jessica Pegula maybe, and I would not expect him to take a set. I think Djokovic wins that one in straight sets. However, the other semi-final is a tough one. Jannik Sinner, the unbeatable man, versus Stefanos Tsitsipas, the unbeatable man at Monte Carlo. Looks very good there. I think we're going to see a cracker. I think it could be similar to the Holger Rune one, and I think it is going to be going to three sets, and Sinner's not going to have it all his way. But I'm going for the dream final of Sinner versus Djokovic, so I'm going to have Sinner scraping through against Stefanos Tsitsipas, but he may have to come back from a break. In the second set, I think Tsitsipas takes the first, upper break in the second, and Sinner takes the second, then steamrollers him in the third set. That's my prediction, and the Italian keeps only the one loss this season. I've even lost track of the wins. I couldn't even tell you how many, but he simply loves the win and keeps winning. But there we go. That's my roundup of the quarterfinals, and of course the predictions for the semis. I believe in Jannik Sinner and, of course, Novak Djokovic. I want to see that final. Let me know, what final do you want to see? What final do you think we're going to see? And who is your winner? Let me know in the comments. And if you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and I'll see you soon.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.